You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. This week, we're diving deep into the second gift of the Spirit, the Word of Knowledge. Today's episode will equip you to discern when the Holy Spirit is speaking, recognize when a word is truly from God, and learn how to receive and release it in faith. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Over these last 2 days, we have laid a solid foundation for understanding the word of knowledge, what it is and why God uses it. But now it's time to take that understanding and bring it into practical reality. Because the truth is, God is still speaking. The Holy Spirit is still revealing. And if you're a born-again believer, filled with the Spirit, you are a candidate to receive and operate in this gift. So the question is, how do you recognize it? How do you receive it? How do you know if what you're sensing is from God or just your own thoughts? So let's walk through this together. Now, to understand this, we first need to recognize how the Holy Spirit speaks. God is not limited to one method. He communicates in many ways, but they all align with His Word and flow from His Spirit. Here are some common ways that believers receive a word of knowledge. Number one is inner impressions or knowing. This is when you suddenly know something with a conviction that didn't come from your own thoughts. It's not a logical deduction. It's a spirit-initiated download. Now, here's an example. You're praying over someone, and you suddenly know that they've been struggling with insomnia. You didn't ask, and they didn't tell you. But the moment you speak it, they break down in tears. That's the word of knowledge in action. Number two is mental images or visions. Sometimes God will show you a picture in your mind, a person, a place, an injury, or a word. It's like a flash or snapshot that carries spiritual weight. You see a picture of a broken chain or a hospital room. You ask someone if they've been praying for a loved one in the hospital, and they tell you that their dad is in the ICU. The image wasn't random, it was revealed. Number three is physical sensations. This one surprises people, but often those operating in this gift may feel a sudden, unexplained pain or pressure in a specific part of their body, only to find that someone nearby has been dealing with that very issue. You might feel tightness in your chest and learn that someone has anxiety, or maybe a sharp pain in your knee and someone says, "That's exactly where I've been hurting for months." When the Spirit reveals, He confirms. Number four is dreams. Some believers receive words of knowledge through their dreams. Not every dream is prophetic, but when the Holy Spirit gives you a dream, you'll know. It will be vivid, it will carry weight, and it will point to something real, something that needs to be acted on, not just interpreted. Think of Joseph, the husband of Mary. In Matthew chapter 1, the angel appears in a dream and reveals what's truly happening with Mary's pregnancy. It's a divine word of knowledge that changes everything. So how do you respond when you believe that you have received a word of knowledge? Number one, you need to submit it to the Lord. Before you speak it, pray. Ask the Holy Spirit, "Is this from you? And if so, what do you want me to do with it?" Because not every word is meant to be spoken publicly. Some are for prayer. Some are to be delivered in private. And some are just not for now, but for later. You need to use discernment. And you get discernment by walking close to Jesus, staying in the Word, and remaining sensitive to His voice. Number two is speak with humility and boldness. When you share what you believe God has revealed, do it with humility. You're not demanding. They're not obligated to agree. But at the same time, don't dilute what the Spirit is saying out of fear. Say it clearly, say it kindly, and leave the results to God. You might say something like, "Hey, I feel like the Lord showed me something. Can I share it with you?" That simple question invites openness without forcing anyone. Number three, watch for confirmation. God confirms His word. When a word of knowledge is truly from Him, it won't fall flat. It will land with power. It will bear fruit. You'll see eyes widen, tears fall, peace settle, and even if the person doesn't respond right away, often they'll come back later and say, "That was exactly what I needed." The word of knowledge never returns void, because when God speaks, it always accomplishes what He sends it to do. Now let me take you to Acts chapter 10. Peter is praying on the rooftop, and he receives a vision about clean and unclean animals. But right after, the Holy Spirit gives him a word of knowledge. "Three men are looking for you. Get up, go downstairs, and accompany them without misgivings, for I have sent them myself." Peter didn't know Cornelius had sent men to find him. He didn't have insider information, but the Spirit revealed it. And that revelation led to one of the most powerful moments in the early church: the gospel going to the Gentiles. One revealed word opened the door for an entire people group to receive salvation. And that's the kind of fruit that comes when we recognize and obey the word of knowledge. But what if I get it wrong? Let's be real. This is what stops most people from stepping out. They say, "What if I say something and I miss it? What if it wasn't God? What if I embarrass myself or worse, hurt someone?" And that's a valid concern, and it's good to carry a holy fear of the Lord. But listen closely. The key is not perfection. The key is submission. You're not expected to be flawless. You're expected to be faithful. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 9 says, "For we know in part and prophesy in part." You're never going to have the full picture. You're not called to be the Spirit. You're called to walk in the Spirit. And guess what? Sometimes you're going to miss it. But God is not grading you on your performance. He's growing you through practice. Think about a child learning to walk. They wobble, they fall. But the parent doesn't shame them, they cheer them on. They lift them back up, and before long, the child is running. That's how God trains us in the gifts. He gives us space to grow, but He can't steer a parked car. You have got to move. So let's take a moment to explore how this ties into your personal calling. You might be saying, "But Jeff, I'm not a pastor. I don't lead a ministry. I don't even have a platform." Good. That means you are perfectly positioned to be used by God, because the word of knowledge isn't confined to the pulpits. It flows in hospitals, in break rooms, on the sidewalk, at the gym, and even in your kitchen. God wants to use you to speak into your child's life, your coworker's battles, your friend's silent struggles. But if you don't recognize the word when it comes, you'll miss the moment. So start training your spirit to listen. Ask the Lord daily, "Speak to me, I'm listening." And when something drops into your heart, pause, pray, discern. And if the Lord confirms, release it. So let's take a moment to review what we've discussed today. The word of knowledge is a gift available to every spirit-filled believer. It's not spooky, it's not mystical, it's practical, it's real, it's powerful, and it's deeply needed in this generation. God wants to speak to you. Yes, you. He wants to entrust you with divine insights that heal, restore, confirm, and call people back to Him. But you have to be available. You have to be listening, and you have to be willing to step out, even when it's uncomfortable. So what's stopping you? Let this truth resonate in your heart this week. God is not silent. He is still revealing truth to those who are willing to receive it. The word of knowledge is not mystical. It's not for spiritual elites. It's a practical weapon for everyday believers. And when received in humility and spoken in love, it brings breakthrough. So ask, listen, test, and speak. Now, tomorrow, we will explore how the word of knowledge flows in deliverance ministry and how it often reveals what the enemy tried to keep hidden. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.